Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana, USA, for all of those listening outside the U.S. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. And we're just getting along here as best we can right now, praying that very, very soon we'll be out of here, heading back to Idaho. And my bride and I are going to see her doctor, I hope, for the last time tomorrow. Please say a little prayer for her that she'll be released. She's finished all of her cancer treatment, and she says she'll never do it again. It has been horrendous using the establishment method of treating her cancer. Has been horrendous. I've been by her side. I know that she's telling the truth. She says she'll never do it again, and I believe her. She's got her, you know, she had breast cancer, and her right breast truly looks like an overripe tomato. It is so red and so inflamed that I thought that it was going to fall off. I truly did. I saw her breast, and the skin is all falling off, burned off, and it has blood coming out in different places. Leaking blood, and it is so bad looking. I thought it was dead. I thought they killed the whole breast. But all of a sudden now, after a week and a half of her being away from the radiation treatment, there's beginning to show a little sign of life around the outside edges of her breast that are beginning to look like they're healing some. And so we're just continuing to pray that we're pleased and very happy that the Lord has seen her through this horrendous treatment of her cancer. And now she's getting on to her natural healing and natural cleansing programs. And we thank all of the listeners out there for sending us information on all of this. So much information. We just bless you for it. You are truly our brothers and sisters out there. And thank you so much. We will, hopefully the doctor will say that she can leave and she doesn't have to come back tomorrow. So just say a little prayer for us. We would appreciate that, folks. And maybe we'll get out of here in the next week. We'll start packing up this weekend and get ourselves back up to Idaho, the wonderful hills, the mountains of Idaho. Anyway, we'll be right back after this break.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
To the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. This is that old cop, retired cop anyway, Jack McLam. And I'm down from the mountains with my bride here in Indiana, hopefully soon to go back to the mountains of Indiana, Idaho. And just want to say that our police and military program here, the Officer Jack McLam program, represents two fine police and military associations, which headquarters themselves in Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho. And it's so good to work with fantastic police and soldiers that love God and love freedom. And we want to say that, believe it or not, we work with soldiers and police officers that are fantastic Americans of all races and all religions. And we're happy to do so, because there's something about taking an oath to defend the Constitution and protect the people's rights and their property and so forth from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Those that take it seriously are some of the best Americans we have. It doesn't matter what race you are, what religion, and it's just a glorious thing to work with such people that believe in standing up and speaking out, and if necessary, take up arms to defend our nation and its people. So we're honored. We are so honored to represent these two police and military associations, and literally thousands upon thousands of great American soldiers and police officers that are working with us to try to recover America from this Antichrist international crime syndicate that has control of our government and the governments of much of the world, Britain and Israel and so forth. And so it's exciting. And I'm happy to say that this is my 25th year of volunteering my time to do this. No, we police and soldiers that work at trying to help educate our brothers and sisters in uniform don't do it for the money, because there's no money in it. We do it solely because we love our brothers and sisters of all races and all religions who are standing with us against this Antichrist world government conspiracy, these international crime families that are determined to put our people, our countrymen, our children, and our grandchildren under a totalitarian world dictatorship, okay? And so we're going to get it stopped. And I'm also very proud to tell you that we're getting letters all the time from people that also love God and love freedom that are listening in to Republic Broadcasting Network. And here's a letter before me right here. Our dear sister Carol sent these down from our headquarters of our two police and military associations. And this came in January 7th, and I don't have permission to read this, so I'll just give the first name of Kent, okay, and not the last name, because I haven't asked Brother Kent if I can do so. It says here, I've been listening to and enjoying your RBN broadcast since you moved to 5.050 shortwave, where the reception here in the Ohio Valley is reasonably good. I have an ear to RBN all day long, I send whatever contributions I can manage to Round Rock to RBN. God bless RBN, and God bless your wife, Angela. A week or so ago, you mentioned that your Aid and Abet organization had available to purchase a booklet called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel by the Jew, American Jew, Jack Bernstein. Could you use the enclosed stamped self-addressed envelope to let me know the cost of this booklet? Well, I've got to get this up to Carol. Let's see. Come think of it here, I've got this envelope here. I think this letter Carol didn't see yet, but we've got to mail that out to him. So I'll just have to get this up to Carol so our brother Kent can have that information. Also, I know a former Marine retired police officer who may be interested in your Aid and Abet organization. He probably wouldn't mind receiving unsolicited introductory material concerning your organization. If you want to send some to Bob, I won't use his last name, Rayland, Ohio. And so I'll get this up to our sister Carol at our all-volunteer police and military association, and she, I'm sure, will get this off to you, Kent. If you're listening tonight, then that'll be on its way here real quick, because what I can do is go to a fax machine and fax this up to Carol, and she will take care of it post-haste, I know. So anyway, great letter. Thank you so much. I didn't read all the letter because some of it's kind of personal and so forth. So let's see, where's that go? It goes right here. Here's another one. Let's see. No, that's not another one. Here's one here. Radio. Yeah, radio. It says, Dear Jack, I apologize for this printed letter, but I have no computer, typewriter, or telephone, and you could not read my handwriting anyway. So I printed it. First, let me say that you and Angela are in our prayers, both for health and for your welfare. Second, in answer to your question as to the organized resistance movement within the military that we talked about, folks, about a week and a half ago, I don't know whether there is or not there in the military. I do know that our paranoid government thinks there is one. That's why they make sure that when they are through with the soldiers, that they are too dead or sick to turn against them. Ah, well, the brother's talking about my bride, Angela, who was in the first Gulf War, folks, and most of our listeners today know that the government purposely made over 150,000 to 200,000 of our troops sick with the anthrax experimental vaccine that had a very bad, deadly stuff in it called squalene and other things in it that they shot into the veins of our brothers and sisters, and some of them died. Over 14, 15,000 today have died from the first Gulf War. That's what he's talking about. And so he says that the government, when they've used up our soldiers, and we've talked about this before on the air, are sending them home too sick to be able to use against these Antichrist leaders of ours that are putting us under a police state here in America, is what he's referring to. Third, this is to make you aware of your fellow police officer, Stephanie, I will say. I won't give her last name. She is serving a 10-year prison sentence in federal prison in West Virginia. Her crime? She violated the civil rights of an illegal alien by preventing him from escaping from a robbery. And he goes into her trial. I've got to get a hold of this lady and find out what the deal is, because he's saying here that she was railroaded into prison, basically. But here's a great letter there that we have to take care of. So, folks, anyway, the letters keep coming in. I've got more here on my desk, but I want to get on to some other important things tonight. But I just want to thank these people. Let's see, that was, who was that that sent that letter over to us? That was Herman. Okay, Herman. And I won't give the last name on that, but Herman, if you're listening in, thank you, and we will take care of trying to get a hold of this sister of ours, police officer that's been railroaded into prison, according to what you're saying there, and check out her story. I want to ask you, how many of you like grandmothers out there? Any of you have a grandma, and you think she's a pretty neat lady? Well, down in Melbourne, Australia, there is a special grandmother down there that I like very, very much. By the way, I like my grandmother. She was a wonderful Christian lady. And I bet you she would be very much like Rambo Granny in Melbourne, Australia, folks. Remember, this is a police and military show, and we're interested in things police and military. And so is Rambo Granny. She's 81 years of age, and I'm looking at her picture here that a friend of ours sent over to us named James. And we appreciate James sending this over to us. And there is a movement to deport Granny, Melbourne, Australia, Rambo Granny, to the United States, because they say we need her here. Well, who is this Granny, this 81-year-old Granny? Well, here's the story, folks. Gun-toting Granny Ava Estelle, 81, was so ticked off when two thugs raped her 18-year-old granddaughter that she tracked the unsuspecting ex-cons down and shot off their private parts. They're male private parts. I'll use that term, not what's in the letter here. The old grandmother spent a week hunting down these men, and when she found them, she took revenge on them in her own special way, said Melbourne police investigator Evan Delp. Then she took the taxi after shooting these guys in their private parts to the nearest police station, laid the gun on the sergeant's desk, and told him as calm as could be, and here's her quote of Granny, Rambo Granny. Those, I will say, custards, because this rhymes with custard, but that's not the term she used, but I don't want to use that term on the air. These bad guys, these custards, will never rape anybody again, by God. Cops say convicted rapist and robber Davis Firth, 33, lost both his, I'll just say, male parts, lost it all when outraged Ava opened fire with a 9mm pistol in the hotel room where he and the former prisoner cellmate, Stanley Thomas, 29, were holed up. We'll be right back with more of Rambo Granny in just a few minutes. And you tell me, should she be deported to America? Do we need her here? We'll finish up the story when we get back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Okay, folks, we're back to Rambo Granny of Melbourne, Australia. I'm looking at her picture here, and she looks like everybody's grandmother. She's bent over, looks like she has osteoporosis, like my mother did, and gray-haired and very slim, and looks like she's been rode hard and put away wet a lot in those 81 years, but, boy, I look like that right now, so she looks pretty good, actually. But anyway, they call her the Wrinkled Avenger down there in Melbourne. I like that. She says, the police officer says here that this guy was in the room who had raped her granddaughter, Davis Firth, 33 years old. He lost all of his private parts, two parts altogether. And when she opened fire with her 9mm pistol in a hotel room where she found he and his former prison cellmate Stanley Thomas, 29, where they were holed up. Now, the Wrinkled Avenger, it says, also blew Thomas's male parts to kingdom come. But doctors managed to save his mangled appendage. I will use that term. Police said the one guy, Thomas, didn't lose all of his manhood, but the doctor I talked to said he won't be using it the same way he used to, Detective Delps told reporters. Both men are still in pretty bad shape, says the detective, but I think they're just happy to be alive after what they've been through. The Rambo Granny swung into action August 21 of this year after her granddaughter, Debbie, was carjacked and raped in broad daylight. I guess it was last year, August 21, folks, not this year. We're in the new year. Her granddaughter, Debbie, was carjacked and raped in broad daylight by two knife-wielding creeps in a section of downtown bordering on Skid Row. Granny says, when I saw the look on my granddaughter Debbie's face that night in the hospital, I decided I was going to go out and get those custards, I will say, so I can get this thing on the air here. Grandma's pretty uptight there and uses some bad language there, but I can understand her being this mad, of course. So she says, I figured the law would go easy on them, so I decided to go get them myself, recalled the retired librarian. Yes, Rambo Granny's a retired librarian. You got to watch those retired librarians, folks. She says, I wasn't afraid of them either because I've got me a gun, and I've been shooting all my life. I wasn't dumb enough to turn it in when the government changed the law about owning one. Hallelujah, Granny. So using a police's artist sketch of the suspects and her granddaughter Debbie's description of these sickos, tough as nails, Ava, grandmother Ava, spent 7 years prowling the wino-infested neighborhood where the crime took place till she spotted the ill-fated rapist entering their flophouse hotel. I knew it was them the minute I saw them, she says, but I took a picture of them anyway and took it back to my granddaughter, Debbie, and she said, sure as hell, that's them, the oldster recalled. So I went back to that hotel and found their room and knocked on the door, and the minute the big one, Firth, opened the door, I shot him square between the legs, right where it would really hurt him most, you know. Then I went in and shot the other one as he backed up, pleading to me to spare him. Then I went down to the police station and turned myself in. Now, this is a problem, folks, for law enforcement. You know, here in America, a rapist will spend 3 to 5 years in jail if he's convicted, and he'll be out to rape and rape and rape again. And Granny must know this. It must be the same in Australia. A murderer in the USA will get 7 years in prison and then be out to murder and murder and murder again. Keep in mind, folks, that rapists, burglars, murderers do not usually get caught on the first rape, burglary, or murder. Usually they can commit hundreds of these crimes before they're caught the first time. I think Granny probably knows some of these things. So anyway, this baffles law enforcement there. They're trying to figure out how exactly to deal with the vigilante Granny. What she did, of course, was wrong, and she broke the law, they say, but this is difficult to throw an 81-year-old woman in prison, Detective Delp said, especially when 3 million people in the city want to nominate her for sainthood and give her a medal. You go, girl. Rambo Granny, anyway. I'm telling you, folks. Oh, buddy, this is something. Well, anyway, I want to thank James for sending this over to us. And they're talking about they want her deported to America where we need Rambo Granny walking the streets. Now, what do you think, folks? Okay. Well, let's get on to now, I can't say let's get on to serious business because, folks, that was serious business. I mean, Granny is a serious lover of peace and freedom and crime prevention, I would say. And so I don't think that these guys are going to be out raping anybody again. And I think we can accredit Granny for that. H.L. Mencken is one of my favorite writers of quotes, folks. H.L. Mencken. And he has said, and is this true, the men the American people admire the most extravagantly are the greatest liars. The men they detest most violently are those who tell them the truth. Is that true? When we get through with this program tonight, you'll be asking that question yourself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to get into more serious business here. We thank Rambo Granny for being there defending her country people. And as I told you before, don't believe the lies that our government and the government's controlled media in America and the government-controlled media in Australia told you that the wonderful Aussie people rolled over and played dead cockroach when the government passed the law that they could no longer have weapons to defend themselves and gave up all their guns. They didn't. And Rambo Granny is a good example. I know a lot of good Aussies down there that have their guns. Millions of Aussies buried their guns and gave the government just the junk that that they wanted to give up. And so the government, and we know this as a fact because I traveled down there to speak, and I've talked about it on the show before, met a lot of these Aussies, and they showed me the newspaper articles that the plumbers down there couldn't get any plumbing pipe, the big black pipe, because everybody had bought the black pipe out of all the stores in Australia to bury their guns underground. And now that didn't come out across the world in the world press or here in America, but that's the truth of the matter. So Rambo Granny, Praise God. You know that God gave you a right to self-defense, and no government can take that away from you unless you just give it up. All right, folks, I want to talk serious for a minute here. We have a caller on the line, but I've just got to get through this. Caller, if you would hang on, I'd appreciate it. I want to talk to you a little bit about a topic that came up again at our two police and military associations here through our email. It has to do with this man named Ariel Sharon. Now, as we've said numerous times on the radio, Ariel Sharon is a bandito, international criminal, just like the Bush crime family, Bush Sr., his granddaddy Samuel Bush, great-granddaddy Samuel Bush, his father Prescott Bush, Bush Sr., and Baby Bush up there are all the criminal class. So is Ariel Sharon, and so is Tony Blair, and most of the leaders, John Howard, the leader of Australia, is also this one of these international criminal class figures that have been put in power by their overlords, the 300 families in the world that are the super, super rich. And I'm talking to you once again to remember what I said about super, super rich. You are not super, super rich if you only have $4 billion, as a little general in Texas did when he ran for president. To these guys, that isn't super rich. That is poor. That's like selling pencils on a street corner. When they have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, these 300 families, and control most of the money and finances of world governments out there, or governments of the world, I might say. So we want to talk about an organization that they are heavily involved in, and it's the Freemasons again. And I bring it up because of something that came across our desk here at our two police and military associations that I want to share with you tonight. And it talks about Ariel Sharon being struck down by God because he was too kind to the Arabs. You remember here some weeks ago, Ariel Sharon faked out the American people, faked out the people of the world when he took 6,000 squatters from Gaza's, I guess there's about 20 squatter camps there inside a very tiny little fenced area that houses around there 1.2 million Arabs. But of course, we know that as Ariel Sharon was showing his generosity of removing the 6,000 Israeli squatters on the other end of Israel, he was bulldozing homes on the West Bank and setting up in 250 new homes on bulldozed Palestinians' land. Bulldozed their houses and are setting up 250 some homes there on the West Bank. So it was a con job. It was a media blitz to show how wonderful Sharon was, and I'll get into that in just a minute. Let's get back to Freemasons. I'll tie this in for you. The Freemason publication is one of the biggest of all Freemason publications. And I've got a quote here, and we're quoting the words of top Mason, the Grand Poobah of Freemasons, I call him Albert Pike. Now, I have two of his books, Morals and Dogma, in my home. And in that book, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike talks about Lucifer being their god. And I want to prove that to you here and then tie this in with the Sharon story, all right? So give me a few minutes here. Albert Pike, whose actual titles were simultaneously Grand Master of the Central Directory of Washington, D.C., Grand Commander of the Supreme Council of Charleston, Supreme Pontiff of Universal European Freemasonry. And, I mean, he was a big dude. And if you talk to any lowly Masonic Lodge member, those on the lower end of the scale, in the club, the fraternal, you ask them who the top dog of all Freemasons was, and they'll tell you it was Albert Pike, very well respected among the top-level Luciferians in the Masonic Lodge and very much respected by those at the lower levels that have no idea whatsoever that the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer. And here's the quote I want to share with you from Albert Pike himself. And he is talking, folks, to the top leadership in the Freemasons, which is allowed to know that their god is Lucifer, but only at the very top levels, 30 degrees and above, have been told that the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer. The ones below the 30th degree are not allowed to know that, because all of them would go screaming from the those big buildings we all have in our towns and cities with the Freemason symbol on it that has no windows whatsoever. No light can be brought in there because somebody might peek through and see the hellacious ceremonies that they put on all the time. So anyway, here's the quote by top Mason, Grand Poobah, I call him a Freemason, Albert Pike. Here's his quote. That which we must say to the crowd, meaning those low members in the Freemasons, is only, we worship a god, but it is the god that one adores without superstition. To you, the top-level sovereign inspector generals, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd and 30th degrees, but not to anybody else. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiations or initiates of the high degrees, if Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, Jesus, to all of us Christians, when they use the term Adonai in Freemasonry, it means Jesus, and by the way, the Freemasons are told that Lucifer and Jesus are brothers, and Jesus is the evil brother. It says here, if Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, Jesus, whose deeds prove his cruelty, perfidy, and hatred of men, barbarism, and revulsion for science, would Adonai and his priests make false or malicious statements about him? Yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately, Adonai is also God. Remember I said the two brothers that serve as gods, folks, and Jesus is the evil one? It says the intellectual disciples of Zoroaster, and well as after them, the Gnostics and Manichaeans and the Templars have admitted as to the only logical metaphysical conception, a system of the two divine principles fighting eternally, and one cannot believe the one superior in power to the other. Thus, the true and sure philosophical religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal with Adonai, Jesus, the sovereign, and that's the end of his quote, folks. And if you read the book Morals and Dogma, the book for the higher levels of Freemasonry, you'll find in there that they call Lucifer the light. And you will find them that in their ceremonies, they're always looking for light. And they say, brother, do you want more light? Do you want more light, brother? And you're supposed to say, yes, I want more light. And, of course, the light is Lucifer himself when you get up to the top levels. And so, by the way, if you go to the, Yes, here's a little more on that subject. Let's see, what time is it? No, I don't have time for more. I got to get into the rest of this. I got to take you into Ariel Sharon here, folks. The best way to do it is to tell you about a book I hold in my hand here, and we have a picture of a man in this book who, let me turn the page here so I can see the picture. Here it is here. The man in this book happens to be Pat Robertson. And in this book I have, it's called Codex Magica, and you know who wrote this, Tex Mars. He was on the show with us here about 2 weeks ago, talking about his new book, Secret Signs, Mysterious Symbols, and Hidden Codes of the Illuminati. And in here, he has a picture that I've seen before of Pat Robertson giving the devil's claw sign. Now, Pat Robertson is a high 33rd degree Mason, and the devil's claw sign is very interesting. What it symbolizes when you give this sign, and by the way, I just lost the picture here. Coming through here to try to find again, because I want to give you the date on Time Magazine that you can go to And you'll see Pat Robertson, I think it's 1987, where he's on the front of Time magazine, front cover of Time magazine. Here it is right here. Just found it again. And he's got his hand in a very unusual position on the breast of his jacket. And you see his hand is held as a claw, and it's across his heart. And what he's giving here is, I've got photograph after photograph after photograph in here, is the devil's claw sign to all of his fellow Freemasons. Now, that sign, folks, means this. It is a sign, to, of course, to all other Masons that I am a fellow Mason. And he didn't want to miss the opportunity to let everybody know in the Masonic Lodge that he was a fellow Mason. But the story of the devil's claw is that you give this sign as take your hand up with the palm against your breast, your right hand, palm against your breast, and you take your fingers and turn it into a claw. You know, you draw your fingers in into the shape of a claw, and then you rip your hand across your chest as if you're ripping your chest open. And that's exactly what you're doing, because the symbol is to show that if you give any of the truth out, if you expose any of the rites or any of the parts of Freemasonry secrets, your heart will be ripped open, or your chest will be ripped open, and your heart will be ripped out. And that's the sign of a Master Mason, second level Master Mason. And I'm looking here at all these pictures of people, very powerful people in history that are giving that same devil's claw sign. Now, reason I'm bringing this up is we have this article here that came out January 6th about Pat Robertson says that God's wrath was upon Ariel Sharon for his excessive kindness to Arabs. Of course, we know that was a lie, because as he was taking away these squatters' camps in Gaza, he was bulldozing homes in the West Bank and building new homes there for more Israelis. But it's interesting that Pat Robertson here, who is a Luciferian, and he knows it, folks, because you cannot be 33rd degree Mason, as we've just read here by the Grand Poobah himself, Albert Pike, saying that you can tell the 33rd degree, 32nd degree, 31st degree, and 30th degree that our God is Lucifer, but you can't tell those below that, because they would split from the association. Many of these people that I've met over the years are soldiers, are police officers, are very fine police officers and soldiers. They're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're preachers. And just like Pat Robertson is, and Billy Graham is also a very high 33rd degree Masonic Lodge member. And you couldn't keep them in there if they knew at the lower levels that they were working for Lucifer. So, of course, they trick them, as I just read to you, and don't tell them the truth until they're way up, and the devils and the spirits have got in them to where it won't make any difference to them after they spend years and years in that satanic organization. But Ariel Sharon is sick. Some have already said in the foreign press that he's dead and has been dead since last Friday, but they're not telling the American people this because they want to get everything set up before they announce that he's dead. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. Could be, maybe not. But anyway, he's very, very ill if he's not dead. Pat Robertson says that God struck him with a stroke because he was giving land over to the Arabs. And Pop Robertson says he was dividing God's land. And I would say, woe unto any prime minister of England or Israel who takes a similar course to appease the European Union, the United Nations, or the United States. Very interesting, folks. Well, let me do this now. I want to get to the caller on the line because we're just about out of time here. So let's go. Let's see. I think it's Rita in Texas that's there. Rita, are you still there?
Yeah, how are you doing, Officer McLean?
Okay, sister, doing okay. Hope you're doing well.
I want to thank you so much for reading the account of the Rambone grandmother there in Australia.
Yes.
But I'd like to. If I heard you correctly, I think you had said that her turning that what she did was not lawful. Did I hear you say that?
Well, I'm reading from the newspaper account down in Melbourne, Australia, and it says that what she did was wrong and what she did was unlawful by being a vigilante, is basically. And that's the same thing they would say here if Rambo Granny was here. The media and the police would say the same thing.
Well, I think it's a big lie.
Yeah.
You want me to hold on?
Yeah, you want to hold on?
Yeah,
we'll be
thank
right
you.
Back. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with the wrap-up of the Officer Jack McLam program. Boy, we had so much more to go over. This is a shame when we're having such fun, and here it's almost over. But anyway, we'll be back for the last few minutes with Rita from Texas. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the closing minutes of the Officer Jack McLam program. And before we go back to Rita, let me just say, folks, that I continue to say, and you continually hear me say this, and I hope you're passing it on to others, that let's not put our faith in men and women. Let's put our faith in God, because you'll be let down most of the time, I have found out, as we put people up on a pedestal in this nation, like Pat Robertson, Billy Graham, and others. They are selling us out, folks, and also our own ministers many times will be Masonic Lodge members. I know some Baptist ministers, Lutheran ministers and others that are in the Masonic Lodge. Now, do they know the truth or not? I don't know. But anyway, let's go right back now to Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome back.
Yeah, Officer McLam, I wanted to comment, you know, concerning your encouragement to not trust, you know, another human being to trust God. I agree with that. But, you know, Officer McLam, I believe we need to make these people accountable, that we need to make them responsible. And I am not naive enough to believe that these ministers who are in Freemasonry, and I was educated in the state of Virginia, and recently read that many of your Baptist ministers were Freemasons back in the early 19th century, early 1800s. Mm-hmm. Also, during the 1830s, there was a movement in the United States to outlaw Freemasonry because they've been involved in revolutions and assassinations. And I also want to say that I think Freemasonry has also been behind this Iraq thing, and I'm really getting kind of I am concerned about the battle drums that are going for Iran. I think that if we keep on pushing, we're going to be finding our war right here in our own country. It's not going to be too difficult for the Iranians over there, you know, to shoot something over here, maybe using boats or something else like that. And in conclusion, with regards to Mr. Sharon, I do believe he was struck by Almighty God. And if he's dead, you know, so be it. I pray for people's souls, and you know, I believe God wants everyone to heaven, you know, wants to be in heaven. But I also know that Sharon has been committing very, very evil acts against not only the Palestinians, but the Christian population that's over there in Israel.
Very true again, Rita.
You know, and so all I can say is that I think basically all of this gets down basically to a religious war. You know, either you stand for what's right and what God wants, or you're part of the other side. And I just want to address, I'm real proud of that
Rambo
grandmother, you know, because in the Bible, in the book of Judith, you know, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, she was a lady that went and cut off the head of Holofernes. Anyway, it's in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
You know, that guy was, you know, creating some, you know, pretty bad stuff, you know, with the people. And she through prayer and action and asking God for courage, she went into his camp, cut his head off, you know, brought it back to the Israelites, and they went after them people.
Yeah.
So I personally, you know, if someone is going to say that it is, because I'm a firm believer that law is justice,
uh-huh.
And what that woman did was justice, because he who strikes the first blow reaps what they sow. And I hope there's more of it going on.
Okay,
take care.
Sister.
God bless you.
Listen, thank you for calling Rita. Well, folks, once again, it's the end of the program, and I want to thank you for being with us tonight. And we'll just pray that we'll be back together tomorrow evening, okay? And I hope you have a good evening and a good day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.